at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us via DM. And we'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you. Or, you know, help you decide whether or not you're the jerk in a situation.
Yeah, this is Laura's situation. It's pretty awful. I feel so bad for her. She says, I need another point of view here. My neighbors went on vacation and asked if I would check in on their dog and let it out. The dog gets to stay in a tiled room. They've got blocked off. The dog's pretty old. Can't control its bowels anymore. So they keep the dog in this portion of the house. So when I checked in on the dog on day three, it was lying peacefully on the tile.
Oh, no.
I fill the food bowl, change the water, try to wake the dog to go out to the bathroom. Hate to be a downer here, but the dog is alarmingly stiff to the touch, and I pretty much know immediately that he passed away.
Oh.
I was so shocked, and without thinking, I called my neighbor to let them know.
Uh-huh.
Well, they start freaking out and tell me to take it to the emergency vet. The dog is about 45 pounds. I'm a small female. I tell him the dog is not breathing and is stiff.
Oh.
The wife starts bawling. Husband gets on the phone, tells me that they are going to have a conversation and get back to me. Before getting off the phone, he said, so if the dog was dead, why did you even call? Oh. We're home in 3 days. You likely just ruined our entire vacation.
Oh, geez.
I was flabbergasted. Wait, I ruined your vacation? Am I the jerk for calling them? Or would I have been a bigger jerk if I had not?
Yeah, you definitely call them.
Yeah, I don't see ever in a scenario where you don't call the owners and let them know that their dog had died. Sorry, it's bad news to get, but that's not her fault.
Right. It doesn't sound like it was any negligence or anything like that. That
right,
was the
no,
case.
It was an old dog.
It was an old dog. And, you know, old dogs do that. And, yeah, I mean, you call them. I mean, that's what you do.
Yes.
You know,
so how does she handle, though, that they're upset about it?
I mean, I would have to think when they get home that the husband is a little bit more calmed down after that. Because
maybe
in the moment he was just like, grr, you know, seeing his wife bawl and he's, you know, getting, he's wrapped up in his feels and not thinking right and just
right.
Like, wow, you ruined everything, you know.
Yes, and he's going to realize it's not her fault. Like, that is nature. It was just bad timing.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunate situation.
But at the same time, it's like, when your dog is that, like, old,
Are you leaving it for that long?
Yeah. Because that's a lot of work because, you know, I just recently went through a dog that was a senior dog and was losing control of its bowels. And
that is not a good time to take a vacation.
No, exactly. And she was, you know, we made sure that if we were going to go anywhere, she was coming with us. And so, I don't think you're the jerk there. And I don't think that is, I don't think that's on you.
No, and I'm choosing to think that when they get back and have some time to think about it and process it, they're going to realize they reacted badly and there's nothing that you could have done and you did the right thing by telling them.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, that's what I think. I think we're all saying the same thing is, yeah, Lori, you did the right thing. And so don't be beating yourself up about that. And I know it was probably traumatizing and all that stuff, but... you were not the one at fault here.
No, and Dustin said, you know, it was a spur of the moment thing. Nobody likes bad news. No need to get worked up over it. She did the right thing. So, yeah, you just don't blame yourself. There is nothing that you could have done differently to prevent what happened. And you did what you should have. Let them know immediately. And you know what? They should have been like, hey, if anything happens, let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they knew the condition the dog was in before they left. It wasn't good.
So... I would like to wrap this up by saying, yes, Laura, you're fine. The neighbors, in fact, are probably jerks here for leaving their dog alone and then for accusing you of ruining their vacation. But then I want to spin it to a little bit more of a lighter subject in what happened while you were house-sitting.
That went slightly awry?
Yes.
Maybe didn't involve death?
Yeah, maybe didn't involve death.
maybe damage of some kind.
Right. Like when I decided to take my neighbor's car out for a joyride, curb checked it, realized that maybe that wasn't the best idea.
Right.
And brought it home, put it back in the garage. No
I didn't
harm,
say
no
anything
foul.
About it. They're not going to know. They're not going to see any sort of a little scuffing.
Right. Right. Exactly. So would love to take your calls and stories on the way. 502-795-1997. When you were house sitting, what happened? So yeah, we just had a listener tell us about this awful time when she was dog sitting and her neighbor's dog passed away while she was dog sitting. She called her neighbors, let them know, and they were like, "You ruined our vacation."
It's like, well, if it was dead, why'd you call and tell us?
Yeah, so we were like, look, it's not your fault. You did nothing wrong. Then wanted to know, like, what's happened when you've been maybe house-sitting for a friend or a neighbor or someone like that? Abby.
I was just hearing that story about animal sitting, and oh my God, I feel for her.
Yeah.
I was watching my boss's animals and staying there, and the dogs were playing, and one of the dogs popped the other dog's eye out.
What?
All I had to do was, I was like, oh my God, put it on ice. That's all I could think. The next thing you know, I take it to the animal hospital, yeah. And they were able to put it back in, but not save the eye. And then a few days later, his expensive ragdoll cat died. And so I had to call them twice on vacation.
Oh my gosh! This is your boss!
How do you keep your job after that?
Oh my gosh!
I kept my job, but they never did call me to animal sit again.
I get that. But even though that wasn't your fault, like neither one of those things were your fault.
No, I know. Oh, it's horrible sometimes when you're like, you want to help somebody and then it's just disaster.
Well, and then I'm sure you're thinking in the moment, especially with the dog in the eye, you're like, okay, how can I pop the eye back in myself and without anybody knowing?
Well, and he kept running from me. I was like, just hold still, please.
You're chasing the dog. Oh my gosh.
I just basically taped a cup over its eye and taped it around its head and took it to the vet.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
And I was the same situation. Do you call? I mean, and ruin their vacation? Then you're like, yes, you have to call.
Yes, you have to. Yeah. Yes. When an eye pops out, you call.
Exactly.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, what a circus that was. My gosh.